Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm just going to play reggae music all day.
Okay.
Just because it's going to be like 90, not 88. Who's counting? 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Good morning. Hello, summer. We've missed you. Where you been? Yeah, man, it's going to be like humid. Yesterday, my cross street neighbor Jim, without mowing his lawn, turns the lawnmower off, turns around, waves. I'm like, it's too hot. He's like, shut up.
You are that guy.
Yes,
you did it just
I
to irritate him, or were you really serious?
No, I just irritated him.
You just know how to,
No, he's,
Do you do it? Do you press other people's buttons? Because you know I like to poke the bear, and you are the bear during the morning, so now you have to pass it on to somebody else.
No, never thought of it like that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Never thought of
that. And I'm not the reason why you annoy your neighbors.
We laughed and met in the middle on the road and talked and hung out.
Oh, my gosh. You know how you said you have a neighbor who's retired?
Yes.
So they're always ahead with, you know, with the landscaping and making the house beautiful and perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a next-door neighbor who has retired from the military.
Nice.
Early. Mm-hmm. He's a young guy.
Yeah, 50s.
And now I get it, what you're saying. He is out there every single day doing some nitpicky thing to perfect his house.
Yeah, just
and
a little thing. Yeah.
Just little things that we would never have time to get to.
Yeah,
like it
right.
will drop down the priority list because we ain't got time for that.
You know that one gutter tube that comes down alongside your garage or whatever? He's out there cleaning it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on.
Yes. Yes. Those little things that's like, yeah, well, we're not looking at that because I can't get to it. Yeah. He's out there down. I'm like, oh my God, that is, I appreciate it. Good on his wife, but that is annoying to look at every day. It's like rubbing it in your face.
Yeah, the perfect.
My house is better than yours.
Exactly. It's a full-time job. It really is. I get it. It really
God.
Is. Anyway.
I'm like, come over here. I got some gutters you can rub and clean too.
We got very warm and hazy with 88 degree high today. Starting already at 65. Going to be another 20 more degrees. And there's more of that wildfire haze that's going to be around. Did you notice that yesterday?
Yes,
yeah,
I
that
did.
Golden kind of glow. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. It's definitely weird. But anyway, so here we are. It is Wednesday at 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. More cool stuff to give away at DeLago Resort and Casino. And Jill Schlesinger from CBS News is coming up here this morning. And all of our features here on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, Middle Child Wednesday. I'm Scott Pizzano, and there's the middle child, Sandy Waters, right there. Hi.
Hello, hello, my middle children friend.
Hello.
Friends. Friends.
64 yes. degrees, going to be 88 degrees. Hot and hazy today. God. Humid, too. Yeah.
It's prom season still, right?
Yeah.
We're still in the middle of it, right? We haven't gotten through them all yet. Anyone else left? 818-2899. Was there something you said before your kid went off to prom? The prom talk.
The prom talk.
Yeah.
You're going to be disappointed and yet not surprised in my answer.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
The answer? Nope.
You didn't have any talk? Don't you feel like you need to? Something. Pull them aside and say nothing.
No.
Oh.
I mean, you know your
not
kid.
Not even like, hey, make good choices. Don't remember. I mean, don't remember. Listen to me. Don't forget.
Don't remember.
don't remember.
I don't know. You and your kid grew up together, right? At different ages, right? You're the adult. They're the baby. As they turn into a teenager, you're... actions, your life, everything you've done, all the advice you've given culminates in this prom. Don't be dumb.
Okay, did you say that? Don't be dumb? When your kid pulls out of the driveway, you always say, as a parent, drive safe. Like, does any kid walk out of the house without a parent saying, drive safe? It just comes out of you. You just say it. You
yeah,
just feel
I guess,
like, okay,
yeah.
Peace of mind as a parent. I did my job. Hey, I told them, drive safe. It ain't on me anymore.
So. Right, and he didn't, so that was not my fault.
It's not my fault. You know, I washed my hands of it.
If I don't say drive safe, then he's going to get in an accident. So.
Then you feel guilty as the parent. You didn't warn him. I think that is the same thing with the prom talk.
I think what I did say, Sandy, I think is if you guys are doing something afterwards, and you need me to come and get you, I will be there for you. I think I did say that.
I could see you saying that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. Anyone else? 818-2899. You know, you do anything stupid, I'll kill you. Any kind of like that. I don't subscribe to the coddling.
It's funny. My oldest, I did the, I'll come and get you if you need me to. And the younger one, I don't even think he went to prom. He didn't care.
Oh, he's always been like that, though.
Yeah, he's always been like the loner kind of.
I don't want to say it like that.
Not loner, but
he doesn't have to follow the crowd.
No, he never. Yeah. I mean, he's 20. He'll be 20. Next weekend.
He does go against the grain as far as like, I don't have to follow the traditional anything.
He was like, he was like a skater kid, wore his hat backward, kind of didn't care about much, and also he never got into social media, and he's 26. He should be right in the middle of it. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. Very cool. I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
I don't know if anyone's having the prom talk now, but you were saying, oh my God, I just dripped. Oh, the whole, my mind is not here today. Okay.
Same here.
I'm just warning everybody. I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. My one girlfriend said the same thing as you did for your kids. And mm-hmm. I think we all do. Hey, if anything happens, just be honest. Just call me. I'll come and get you no matter whatever.
Yeah.
So her kid now is like college age and he calls her. It's like a Wednesday.
Okay.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no.
She goes, okay, I'm going to come get you. Great. She goes, okay, thank you so much for listening to me and calling me, making the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to have to put a stop to this because I work tomorrow.
Oh, no.
This whole midweek call thing, yeah, I get it. I don't want you to do something stupid, but I have a job to do and I got to wake up early.
Wait, he's a full-blown adult now and he called her at 1 in the morning?
Yeah. Well, not full-blown adult. He's in his early 20s.
Okay. Hi, the boss.
You know, he's still a kid.
Okay. Hi, the boss. Hi.
She said still a kid when you talked to me, so there you go.
There you go.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Phil. Full-size candy bar, Phil.
My daughter graduated in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to prom, I told her, it's like, Molly, you're with your friends. You don't have to be the mom. Because she takes care of her brother all the time. She's always like the mom friend.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's like, you go to have fun and don't help break down the place because it's a catered place. It's not at the school. You don't do that.
Right. Yeah. Don't clean up dishes. Don't tear it down. Right.
Phil, that's hysterical.
Have fun. Like, oh, you're not the mom friend. You have fun tonight. So
you had to do the opposite. You had to be like, listen. Go get crazy.
Yes, right.
Don't
get
call
yourself
me.
In trouble.
Yeah, don't call me if you're getting in trouble.
Exactly. That was one of the best things. She had a great night, too. She's like, you're right. I had fun. Yeah. But that's what you have to do.
That's cool. Very cool.
That's sweet.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
She's a sweetheart.
See you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
She's a good kid.
Yeah. Stop the world. I want to get off Wednesday.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzam and Sandy. I'm just like, it's summer. It's awesome. I'm just saying, 88 degrees today, hazy, humid. Well, there you go. You wanted it, you got it.
I feel for the people who go to work now and then don't come home until like 7 o'clock, which is a lot of you.
I know. Thanks for listening.
Sucks. You got to take your desk outside. You just got to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, if you get a chance to, today's that day that they're kicking off that Concerts by the Shore thing.
Okay. Yeah. So this is exactly what you can easily age out of. Concerts by the Shore series back Ontario Beach Park today, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Why so late? We need to go to bed. It's a school night.
I talked about this yesterday about you. You know, you have this ageism thing, this old lady thing that you've had your entire life, and it's like another.
Please, you are the same way. There's no way you're going to that. You probably want to because it's cool. Well, there's no way you're going. Well, it's too late.
It's not because it's too late. It's just we have to get up at our God o'clock.
Everybody, a lot of people get up early. Yeah. A lot of people get up when we get up because they go to the gym before work.
Yeah.
Go. Prove me wrong. This is not an age thing. You can't age out of Concerts by the Shore.
I think you can age into them. I think you can age into these things.
Oh, yeah, when you retire.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
I wonder what the population of the Concerts by the Shore will be up at Lake, you know, at Charlotte Beach.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that what it is?
You think it's going to be older people?
It's the only people who can go. Everyone else, we have to work tomorrow. We are not going out at 7 o'clock. Are you kidding me? 7 o'clock at night? No. If it was a Friday, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Saturday, fine. Sunday, no.
Mm.
I got 2 days a week I see past 7 o'clock outside.
What time?
Unless I'm running the kids somewhere.
What time would you like this concert at the park to be if you were to go?
Ideally a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But otherwise, then we work. Yeah, nothing. I don't know what's the right time.
You know, there's only a certain amount of space.
I know. I know why they do it.
There's a certain amount, and you know, it's something to do. People want to do that.
No, it's great. They should be doing things like this.
Yeah. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hello, Happy Ray. Hello, Ray.
For me, as I've gotten older, because I have ungodly hours, too. And
yes.
Sometimes I start at 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I start at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
I can go to something late so long as I have the next day to recover. So if it's not a Friday or Saturday function, it ain't happening.
Right. Amen. Unless you take the day off on a Thursday.
This guy's so funny.
We can't be going to this.
Listen, tomorrow night we're
What happened to the days when you thought nothing of staying up 24, 36, 48 hours?
I was telling my daughter that just last night because she went to bed. Wait, not last night, the night before.
Uh-huh.
She went to bed at like 4 a.m. As I'm going to work, she's just going to bed. And I was like, and then, of course, the next day, it was like 11 o'clock when she woke up. I'm like, what are you doing? How do you, you can't be doing that. You're young. She goes, oh, come on. We all need our sleep. I'm like, when I was your age, there was no going to bed. You muscle through it to the next day. What happened to these kids? To bed at two, they're soft.
Mm-hmm. Or you went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you were back up at 5 and ready to hit the
bed.
Yes.
Day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
These kids.
On.
These kids are soft.
Well, like tomorrow night we've got Dancing with the Arc, and it starts at 6. And
it's going to be brutal. On Friday for me. Yeah. And I only said yes to that. I would have said no. I only said yes because I love that event and I love the people at the Ark of Monroe. Otherwise, no. It doesn't make my calendar anymore.
But if you got, say you got kids, right? Like, 9, 10-year-olds. You push through and you take them to the concerts at the beach, you know?
No, you don't. But you have to push through when you have to push through when they have soccer practice or baseball or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Football
right.
or whatever. That's when you have to push through. Yeah. All right. Thank you, fellow old people.
Hey.
Bye. Guys. I don't want to be associated with any of you.
I know you don't. This conversation bothers you.
This is like, I would just be like, what are these people? Like, huh? Come on. Anyway.
Come on. When you go out, when you're supposed to hang out with your friends and you're supposed to go out at like 9 or 7 or whatever, don't you just hope they cancel?
God, sometimes.
Oh, it's canceled. Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm so looking forward to it. Meanwhile, you're already in your pajamas.
989 Buzz, Zan Sandy. How are you this morning? We're looking at a beautiful sunny day, hazy at least. That wildfire smoke's going to be around still. That giving it that golden glow. But 88 degrees. Yay.
Okay, so we're almost at the end of school, just a few more weeks away, and I don't know if you're going to hightail it out of here for summer vacation if you're going anywhere, but please have a conversation with your kids because there is a trend, a disturbing trend, and it's not necessarily like one of those trends that social media is pushing. It's not like a TikTok viral trend,
but
it is something that just happened at the Newark Airport. Last week or whatever it was.
And it seems like you hear about it more often, too.
Yes, yeah. A lot of young adults and Scott Spisano.
Yeah. Oh. So tempting.
Because I can totally see you doing this.
So tempting.
Have dealt with this. Listen to the audio, the news story.
Morning, a shocking and scary situation at Newark Liberty Airport when a 2-year-old child ended up on a conveyor belt meant for luggage. The toddler gaining access to the belt at the JetBlue counter on the departures level Wednesday, officers then finding the child in the checked baggage room on the lower level, thankfully unhurt.
It's extremely dangerous. You've got diverters back there that are actually these gigantic pushers or levers, if you will shove those bags down the appropriate conveyor belt, and that alone can be fatal for a small child.
Oh my God. And I heard that story and I was like, what?
Yeah. Did you see that on TV? Did you see like the there's surveillance video?
Yes.
The kid's like, wee.
Oh my. Yeah, but this isn't. Then I was looking into it more. They're like, listen, this happens often.
Does
not
it?
Not like every day. I don't know if it's every day, but they say it happens. Like there was a 9-year-old kid that somebody was trying to get him off and he jumped the conveyor belt to another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, 9, you need to know this is a dumb decision. He goes deep in there into this massive room with all these like tunnels and slides and pushers and levers. It looked like Santa's workshop.
Tell me it's not tempting to just sit on that little conveyor belt and disappear into the wall and just wonder what's on the other side.
How about my
dad? It's
gotta
be cool.
Well, okay. Yes, I will agree. And, you know, you never can. Sometimes you just lose track of your kid. If they're a little mooch and you're at the airport and you're trying to get your bag, I mean, that's tough. That's like chaos moment. Mm-hmm. But how about my old school Italian dad? Now, he has patience when he wants to have patience, but he has zero patience when he wants to have zero patience.
Okay.
So there was a few years ago, he came home from Italy. Now, this is like the midnight flight. Okay. So it's like 1 a.m, Rochester Airport, can't find his bags. All the bags are gone. There's no other bags going around on this conveyor belt.
Geez, that's
he's
worse.
Getting annoyed. Nobody's around to ask, hey, can you help me out? So what does my father do? climbs on the damn conveyor belt and tries to reach up where the chute was coming down, like the bags were dropping down. I'm like, what are you doing, young man? Get your butt out of there.
Wait. Like
he thought it was stuck.
He thought it was hung up like a piece of ice in your refrigerator.
Yes. He is, and if you have old school parents, off the boat parents, I don't even know if that's politically correct or not to say, you could probably visualize and see your parent doing that too. Those crazy old cuckoo-machoos that are like, I got it. I got it. Just stuck.
It's gotta be down from there. Like I can think of his ice cubes. You know, you pull one out and you get like 50 of them.
Yes. Like, oh. That's what he was expecting. He thought there would be like a chute of all these luggages. I'm like, Dad. Thankfully, I caught it before he officially got up on the belt and reached in there. But I'm like, he would be like that kid.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'm fascinated by the inner workings. When behind the ticket counter, it goes and it just appears into the wall. I'm like, I just want to see what's behind there. I want to see where it goes, how it works.
Well, ask the 2-year-old at the Newark airport.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep a hand on your kids.
So anyhow, yeah, be careful. That's freaking scary. Scary.
We're glad he's okay, of course, right?
That 2-year-old, yes, thankfully. My gosh, but they said that could have been very bad. Yeah, very bad. Yeah. Okay, so coming up on the show, what's in my mouth
yes.
for concert tickets?
That'll be fun this morning. It's going to be a struggle, but it'll be fun. Yeah. Tickets to the world's, is it Finger Lakes' largest silent disco?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. We shove something in Scott's mouth. You have to guess what it is. We have Jerker Justified coming up as well. This one phrase that people tend to say when you're telling them about a hard time that you're having.
Right.
And I don't know. I think we need to debate if this phrase should be, you know, just get rid of this phrase or not. We'll decide today.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
A lovely morning on 98.9 A Buzz. Pisano and Sandy here. It's coming up on our 7 o'clock hour. And tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, gates open over at Innovative Field for the Dancing with the Arc. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. If you have time tomorrow, stop by. It's going to be incredible. So it's like Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
You know, like the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's with people of the Ark of Monroe have been paired up with local celebrities. And then they dance. They've been practicing. They've been practicing really hard.
Yeah. It's we went to a couple of the you know, practices and stuff.
Yeah. Really, I don't know if they'd like that. We kind of just crashed their rehearsals.
Yeah.
Here they are trying to seriously practice. Right. And we're like, hey, teach us a move.
Yeah. We kind of disturbed their flow a little bit. But, you know, it's amazing because all these sessions, these dancing sessions that they practice, yeah. practice, yeah. They have dress rehearsals. They go perform other places. And then tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, the gates open, 6 o'clock, the performance starts. $25 and $10 of it goes back into you know, a like food and drink that you can, yeah. claim there. So, and then you go to arcmonroe.org/dancing and you can vote for your favorite dancing celebrity team, and you can, you know, put $5 in. It's a fundraiser, and it's you know, in a world of golf tournaments, you know, yeah. this is so much more fun as a fundraiser. It has all of the essence of Dancing with the Stars, including vignettes that play on the giant Jumbotron on the field. It's really an amazing event that we've had been participating in all 3 years so far, this event.
Yeah.
So we'll be hosting.
It would be so cool to have a massive crowd for,
yeah.
these people, because they have worked so hard for this moment. And it's more than just a dance for them. This is their moment, mm-hmm. that they will always think about. So it'd be, yeah. very cool if you could stop by. And we just show them a lot of love and support. Be, yeah. awesome.
And if you can't, go to arcmonroe.org anyway and throw in a donation. Help them out a little bit. It's time to play What's in My Mouth on 98.9 The Buzz. Yeah, you know what? When you said a few minutes ago whether Scott likes doing this or not,
yeah,
that did make me think a little bit. I'm just,
we don't really run things by each other. We kind of just say, hey, here's what you're doing, okay? So we're going to shove something in your mouth, okay,
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, right now.
Something that's not supposed to be in your mouth.
Okay, I know.
And then that's the way we give away free stuff.
That's right. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Chelsea?
Chelsea, have you been on the air with us before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was so excited to play that, you know, first time, long time.
But
never mind.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
mind.
That's
never mind.
No, that's fine.
We already know each other.
It's been a while. Okay. So I will say that.
That's fine. And you're a long-time listener anyway, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And so have you heard us play What's in My Mouth before?
I believe I have.
Yeah. I'm going to give you clues.
Listen to the inflection in her voice. She's
I know.
I don't know why you guys still do this. It's
like
stupid.
I'm going to do this anyway because I want to get these tickets. You're okay. So this is, we're playing today. I'm going to give you clues, and you're going to try to figure out what is in my mouth, okay?
Okay.
You have to repeat back every clue that Scott gives you, okay?
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Kind of heavy.
Oh no. You're gonna injure yourself. Oh my god.
Okay, you ready? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I have to check the stroke length before I put it in. Yeah, I could do that or just wing it.
Okay, repeat it back if you can. Did you understand? You might have to say it again.
Let me say it one more time, okay?
Okay.
I have to check the length of the stroke before I put it in.
Oh, okay. That was good.
You have to check the length of the stroke before you put it in?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. You're going to get an infection putting that in your mouth.
I also let it buzz a little bit before I put it in.
You also do something and put it in.
I let it buzz like 90.
You let it buzz.
Yeah, let it buzz a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Let it buzz a little bit before he puts it in. Okay. Final clue now. You still there with us?
Do I let it finish the job or do I pull out before the sharks start flying?
Oh my God!
I did not understand that lesson.
Sometimes I pull out before the sparks start to fly.
Oh my God. You pull out before the something starts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sparks start to fly. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sparks.
Okay. Yeah. Now keep it in your mouth.
Oh God.
It's such a fantastic visual.
I can't ask for a question unless I take it out of my mouth.
He's gonna get lockjaw. Okay. So out of those three clues, what do you think it is? What is your official guess?
I want to say a phone.
A phone.
A phone.
I checked the stroke length before I put it in. I always let it buzz a little before I put it all the way in. And
let it buzz for us right now. Let's hear it buzz.
And just before I finish a job, I pull it out before the sparks start to fly. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want to change your guess?
Oh, I don't even know.
It's a battery operated sawzall.
Oh my goodness.
I thought he was gonna cut himself. I mean, that was danger. That was dangerous.
It was.
You're living on the edge with this game.
And I left the blade in it too.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I'm probably going to get poison ivy too, because I was out cutting weeds and stuff, and like small trees down with it.
Kids, don't play this at school.
Yeah, do not do this. All right. So there you go. That's what's in my mouth. But you know what, Chelsea? Just for playing along, you get a pair of tickets to Glitter and Groove, Finger Lakes' largest silent disco at the Vine Showroom at Del Lago Resort and Casino next Saturday, the 14th. How's that sound? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Please don't think different of me.
Yeah. He had a big mouth, is what she thinks. My God.
Glad that battery was charged.
You're like a circus. That's a circus act right there.
Yes, yeah. Next time. Right, yeah.
With your tongue.
Yes. Hold on, Chelsea. Get your info, okay?
Stay coming up there. On the show, we got to get to Jerk or Justified like we do every day, deciding the moral compass in Rochester. Now, this is a phrase that a lot of people say. Mm-hmm. When you are telling them, you are either confessing something or you're just talking about how rotten of a day or a time you're having, they come back with this phrase. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's referred to as a toxic positive phrase.
We're going into toxic positivity on Jerk or Justified next on 98.9 The Buzz.
If laughter is the best medicine, these guys are your pharmacy. Bizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Jerk or justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Fazan and Sandy.
There are certain phrases that we use and we should just get rid of. We should get rid of them. They're dumb. They're terrible. They started out being really powerful, impactful phrases, and now they're just either overused or they don't give the same vibe that they're intended to. They're called toxic positivity phrases.
Interesting.
I didn't know they were labeled that. Did you?
I do now.
Yeah. Okay. So let's, and there's a handful of these phrases that fall into this category that we can judge. But today let's focus on the phrase, everything happens for a reason. When I was reading through these, I'm like, oh my God, Scott says that all the time.
That's such my phrase.
It is your phrase.
That and it's all connected.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So ouch, everything happens for a reason. This is where, like, and I don't even need to explain it, but I will for those of you who have never heard it. If you're like, I know, right?
Don't even, you don't have to explain it.
You're pouring your heart out, like you're having a rough time, and the person's response is, well, everything happens for a reason. I hate it. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It's like, thanks.
In hindsight, it does. It's true.
It's but minimizing my pain.
In the moment, you don't want to hear it.
No.
Is that jerk or justified, you're saying?
Yes. That's one of those phrases we need to get rid of. So I think we should decide the moral compass right now.
818-2899-585 area code, by the way. That tripped up somebody last week. Everything happens for a reason.
Why do you say it?
It's true.
Do you think it's a brand new phrase? Do you think this is like the most, oh my God, Scott Spisano, he's right. Everything happens for a reason. Do you
but
think it's
going to
all of a sudden correct their sadness?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Well, what do you say? Sucks for you, buddy.
Well,
I
don't
know. What do you say?
It kind of feels like you're not paying attention. It's one of those phrases that it's like you're not paying attention, so you're going to give me the low-hanging fruit of advice. Everything happens for a reason.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Hey, how you doing? It's Calvin. What's going on, guys?
Calvin! How you doing, man?
Do you hate that phrase or do you love it?
Well, actually, I'm on the fence because it is what it is.
Oh, that's another one. Okay, we'll judge that one tomorrow.
And you know, it's all connected, right?
It is. No, I think it's justified in saying, but I understand Sandy's point because when you're expressing something, and you want your feelings to be validated, you want to feel like you are authentic in what you're feeling, and you want the other person to acknowledge that. Now, on the other side of the coin, when you say it's all connected, you're trying to justify that her feelings and saying that, I get what you're saying. And somewhere in the great cosmos of things, it is connected to something else, and it's all going to work out in the end. As my father used to say, it's going to work out in the, it's going to be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay,
actually.
See, I like that one. Use that one instead of the freaking everything happens for a reason.
Okay, so happens for a reason, jerk or justified?
Oh, boy. justified.
All right, gotcha. Yay! Thanks, Calvin.
The very first time someone used it, it had its power. It was really good.
Yeah.
Now it's just one of those phrases. It's overused.
Hi, the
I
buzz.
Think that's what it is.
Hi, the buzz.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Are you ready? Is it jerk or is it justified?
I am ready. So it is a phrase that I do use.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I have to. I know. But I hear you when you say low-hanging fruit answer, whatever. But yeah. At the end of the day, like, I agree. I mean, I do believe that everything happens for a reason, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
And maybe you never know the actual reason it happened.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, in the long run, sometimes things that happen, good or bad, end with the better or best result.
I agree.
And it just takes that time. And like you said, sucks to suck. Sucks to be you. Sorry that happened.
I know.
Oh, guys. Look at the laundry list of them we can judge.
Yeah. So that one, is it jerk or justified? It happens for, everything happens for a reason.
I say it's justifiable. Totally. Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Good morning to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Well, I don't think you should say it to someone when they're going through a rough time. I do agree.
Well, I think we all agree, but in the moment of them, tears rolling down their cheeks, and that's your response?
I mean, you can't say it to them in that way, but, I mean, I've been through a lot in the last 10 years, and I honestly believe that everything happened and has worked out.
Right.
So I think... You know, while I wouldn't say it to someone when they're in the midst of a crisis, but I do agree that everything does happen for a reason. And sometimes it's because you're stupid and make bad decisions.
How about that phrase instead?
Yeah, that was a stupid decision.
But I have another one for you to put on your list.
Oh, what?
Okay.
My husband's favorite. It is what it is.
It's true.
Oh, that's Scott's phrase, too.
No, I don't say that.
I've always hated that one, but you know what? It's true.
Yeah, all right.
It is true.
All right, so on this phrase, when it's in that moment, is it jerk or justified?
If they're in the middle of a crisis,
Come on, at least say it. Put your tailor right next to mine.
Get out of Waffle House. Get out of Waffle House. Which one is it?
Come on.
If they're in the midst of a crisis and a breakdown, I would not say it.
Okay, that would be a jerk.
Your tail is right next to mine.
Thank you.
It's dismissive. Oh. You know what it is?
What?
It's not only dismissive, it's a shrug. It's the equivalent of an emotional, like, a shrug.
A whatever.
Like, yeah. Like,
whatever.
Yeah, come on.
Nah, I don't think so. I say it with, I mean it. I don't say it just to blow people off.
And it is right. There is some truth to it.
Yeah.
But when I'm pouring my heart out and I don't want to hear it.
What do you think? Where are we at? Are we?
Hung jury.
Oh, well.
Next call decides the case. Right. If we should get rid of that phrase.
Line two or three?
Ooh, two.
Hello, the buzz.
Two, sorry.
We are well hung today, and you're going to decide either way.
Excellent.
Is a jerk or justified?
I think.
Oh, boy.
I think it is justified.
Oh, yay!
No, three, line three.
I say it because I've heard it and I've lived it, but if I say it, I tell them what I lived through. Like, I told you my wedding story about how he got arrested on the day of my wedding.
Oh, yes, I remember that, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, I at least have a follow-up story with why I say everything happens for a reason, and this is my story.
And this is why. So, okay, I love this. Yeah. This is totally valid, Sandra.
All right, wait, real quick. Is line three still there? I just want to see if I chose line three, if they would have swayed the verdict.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call, babe.
Janelle, we love you.
Bye, Janelle. Hello, hi, the buzz.
Hello.
Oh, it's Heidi. Hi, Heidi.
It's Heidi.
Yeah.
Hi.
How would you have voted?
I would have voted Justified.
Okay. Justified.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you.
Everything happens for a reason, Sandra.
Yes, it does.
Sandy, I know you weren't extremely excited about the outcome, but this too shall pass.
Jerk or Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Couldn't help myself.
I know. I'm waiting for more. Anyone more?
No, no more.
Got any cliches? Well, let's finish up the show strong with all cliches.
What's it called?
Toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity.
I know. Right. Now when someone says that to you, you're going to be thinking about this, or share the podcast with that person that always says that phrase.
Mm-hmm. I've got 88 degrees for the high today. Oh, this is going to be nuts. It's going to be absolutely crazy. What are you doing? You need to stop your crazy, I'm busy thing today.
You know what I'm going to have to do? Yesterday was a big day. I can't believe I didn't say it. What? I didn't say anything yesterday because I was nervous you would fail. Because as a parent, you don't want to, you know, expose your kids' weaknesses.
Yeah.
My daughter, 16.
Yeah.
It's a little different when it's your final one.
I know.
Had her permit test yesterday.
She did?
At the DMV.
And?
She passed.
Of course.
It takes a lot to fail, though, by the way. I didn't realize you could get 6 wrong.
How many questions are there?
20.
Wow, that's a good... Oh, yeah. You know, you learn by doing when it comes to driving.
I was like, you better, Ped. Like, that's why I was like, I knew you could get a lot wrong. So I'm like, oh, God, if she fails this, then it's really bad. Because I didn't really, like, we're so disconnected. Everything's digital and stuff. Like, I remember taking my permit test studying for it. It was a booklet, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
small rectangular booklet.
Yeah, I remember.
They don't have that anymore. No. Now it's just, like, online tests or whatever. I don't even know how she studied. I was like so removed from that.
So when you take it at the DMV, what's the process now? Is it on
a computer?
It's a computer. Oh, my God. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it's still the same area, and you have to wait for the proctor to be there to watch you on the cameras to make sure you're not cheating, which I don't know how you're going to cheat, but...
wait, a proctor watches you from somewhere else?
Right there, but there's, like, the security camera where I was watching it, too, where all the booths, you could see all the booths. It's weird. It's like she's right there, right next to you. There's no one else sitting around her. Like, what?
Yeah, I know, right.
But anyhow, it was
fun. Got the answers written on her arm or something.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yay,
you have
so
a new
we'll
driver.
Be driving.
All right.
Yes, that's what I was going to answer. Probably today, because it's a nice day, we'll probably go
Has she been behind the wheel yet?
Just in the neighborhoods,
which
I don't know if that's safe or not to say out loud.
Yeah, it's fine. You're fine.
Parking lots, you know what I mean? Church parking lots, so God's always watching.
Except for that pole in the middle of the parking lot. Be careful of that.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
That's right, here on 98.9 The Buzz. There she is. Good morning, Jill Schlesinger. Happy Wednesday. Beautiful day today. What's up? How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. Happy 50% tariff on steel and aluminum day. I know that you're celebrating that, right?
I just can't wait for all of that to come around and hit me in the butt.
Listen, everybody, everything happens for a reason.
Yes,
is that right? Who says so?
We just
thought that was baloney. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I thought that was baloney.
We just debated that phrase in Jerk or Justified this morning. That's why I said it.
Okay, now can you tell me what the answer was? What did people think?
Well, if you were
justified,
it was justified. If you were the tiebreaker, what would you say?
Everything happens for a reason. I think that is complete garbage.
Yeah. I wish you called earlier.
I mean, what did you think, Sandy? What did you think?
I hated it. I hate that phrase.
I hate it. You know what someone said? I never forgot this.
What?
When I was a young financial advisor, I had a client whose daughter, who was 30 years old and died of cancer.
Oh, dear.
And someone said to her, everything happens for a reason. And the woman said to me, I almost punched this woman in the face.
That would be not a phrase you say to that situation.
Right?
Right.
So I've been taking it to the extreme.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, you might as well just, here's what I go for. This maybe is good for just even thinking about investing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes random stuff happens.
Okay.
That I think is true. But that's not a reason. Sometimes something crazy happens. A crane falls in midtown Manhattan and knocks someone down, and mm-hmm. that person dies.
Right.
That didn't happen for a reason.
Right.
That just happened because a weird thing happened.
Right.
And sometimes when you're looking at your investments and you're investing maybe for your own retirement, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes a random thing like massive tariffs are announced out of the blue and it upends your investments. And it doesn't mean that that happened for a reason. It doesn't mean that, like, oh, you're going to delay retirement for a year for a reason. It's just something weird happened.
Yeah.
That wasn't for some divine reason. Okay.
Somebody had a reason.
I mean,
see,
oh
so
my
you
God.
Don't buy into that phrase at all. You don't see
ever.
Any.
Ever.
Okay.
Never.
You might,
never.
You might learn that in Jill's book, The Great Money Reset.
I just don't think. I always think that it's a weird thing to try to ascribe some rationale to something that is not rational.
Right.
You know, like, I can't deal with that. Like, I guess that's, like, to me, one of the greatest parts. I had this nice group of young college students was at CBS News, and they're all budding business journalists. Oh, the optimism flowing in that room.
They must hate money.
down. Yeah, just bashing it down. And I said to them, they were like, well, why do you like coming business or the finance beat? I said, because half of it does sort of rely on math, but the other half is completely emotional.
Yes.
And I find that emotional part so interesting because obviously if it were just some sort of mathematical equation, then nobody would need assistance with their money stuff.
Right.
They would just say, oh, I know, like 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's like 2 + 2 = 4, but if I made this other decision, could it possibly come out a different way? And maybe someone knows a better equation than 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to rely on that person to give me advice. And so I just think that part of it is so fascinating that we're in our heads so much and we're in our hearts so much. And that really can often overlie the mathematical equation and actually take precedence over that mathematical equation. I think that part of it is so cool.
Wow, that was deep. I like this.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I go there. I go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about those tariffs? Just kidding.
Yeah. What is going on? What is, please.
So the president doubled steel and aluminum tariffs from 25 to 50%. And he says this is an effort to bring manufacturing back to those industries here in the United States. But when you talk to anyone who's in those industries, we don't actually have the capacity to move that back to the United States. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough facilities. And as a result, you know, I don't know, maybe beer is going to get more expensive because of those aluminum cans.
Yeah.
And cars are going to get more expensive and things are going to start changing. And it does feel like while I thought maybe we were getting to the negotiation phase with a lot of these tariffs, we don't have any deals. There are no deals that have been announced.
Well, it's fascinating because, I mean, it's on paper, it sounds like a good idea. But in reality, I think the biggest crippler of this whole idea is time. How much time will it take to bring it manufacturing back? Not only the resources and the people and the money and all that stuff, but it's the clock. We can't afford 10 years or 12 years to make this come true, right?
Yeah, and interestingly, I mean, when you even look at things like manufacturing of, let's say, textiles,
okay,
sneakers or jeans, like, we don't have enough people. I mean, if we actually wanted to try to create enough jobs, I mean, I'm looking at this amazing chart where if you look at invested in having people work in careers that can earn more money, that we just don't have enough people to actually take these jobs.
Hmm.
And that's really going to be a tough thing. Like, it's just incredible to me. Also, by the way, tariffs, steel doesn't actually, like, just looking at that, there's 90,000 steel workers in the United States right now.
Okay. That's
we have
a
about
lot.
106, yeah. It's not a lot. No. We have about 160 million workers. So I don't exactly understand why we're focusing so much on those industries. It is, we don't have to employ that many people. So we can't create that many jobs. We don't have that many. So all of this is like circular reasoning to me. And that's why it's frustrating. Anyway,
very frustrating.
What's going on, Rochester?
Well, it's going to be 88. Besides that, it's nice out.
Are you going to get some fire smoke coming your way? Because we're going to get some of that
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we're getting it. It's almost a fall-like golden glow. Just that, like the when the sun shines through, it's got kind of a tint to it. Right now.
Well, you know, everything happens for a reason.
That's right, Jill Schlesinger. And that's why we go to JillOnMoney.com to find out.
It probably hurt you saying that. Did it physically hurt?
All right. Say hi to Jackie. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Jill Schlesinger. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Check out her book, The Great Money Reset, and you'll find her mostly all the time on CBS News.
Wow. And if you ever want to come on the air with us, just let us know, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com, or just call us, 818-2899.
The Buzz.
And if you wanted summer, here it is. Beautiful day. What?
Saturday. What are you doing on Saturday, Scotty?
Oh, let's just say I've set aside the entire day.
Entire day.
For the day on Saturday because
forced it is to my, set aside.
Yeah, it is the first ever Spizzano participation in, okay, so 5-year-old Ellie is on a dance recital.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God. Very first dance recital ever.
Anybody triggered? Call us up, 818-2899.
You know what's funny, though?
We went to, okay, so Monday was the pre-dress rehearsal.
Okay.
And they gave us the program.
Okay.
I believe it's 3/4 of the population of Monroe County is participating in this.
Absolutely.
Hundreds and hundreds of names.
And your daughter will perform for a minute. And then not for a while, and then another minute.
Yep.
Not for a while.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Because they don't want you parents leaving.
It's so great. I can't wait.
You know, it's funny, though, and I don't know if you realize this or if you recognize this yet.
Yeah.
But I think every parent goes through this where you think your kid is one way until you see them on stage. And then you're like, oh, no, my kid is the... Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. Kid.
I showed Sandy the video, and this was really the first time I saw her do her dance routine. She never would do it for us. Like, so show me what you learned.
No.
It's like,
Yeah, right? Same with my kid.
Right.
Yep.
So then you get out there, and I'm holding my camera, my video, and my phone, right? I'm like taking it, and I'm starting to tear. Tears are just rolling down my face.
Aww.
Because I can't believe I'm seeing her do this. She's never, I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And at the end, you know, they go in a line and walk off. Well, doesn't she lean back and give the crowd a big old thank you and wave? My adoring fans.
Oh, that's
doing
your
the elbow, wrist thing. I'm like, oh my God.
She's the attention seeking kid.
Oh, she was so funny. That's that one. I don't know if you're, what was your kid like? What was that kid? I mean, until you see them.
Yeah. My kid was the kid that was always a little off in the dance room. No, my kid was the one a little off. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's always one kid that's eyes glued to the dance teacher off stage instead of the crowd.
That's
right. That was kind of my kid. But she was the one who would fidget with her costume. That's why she stopped dance, because she couldn't stand how uncomfortable the costumes were. That's why we stopped. She loves to dance.
I sent the video to my wife, who was traveling for work.
Yeah.
And there's this one part where she's doing the whole dance. This is when they had the ballerina slippers on, so they're doing the ballerina dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't she reach back and pick like a giant wedgie? I'm like, she's like, I'm dying. She texts me, I'm dying. She's picking a wedge. I'm like, yeah. That's my girl.
Yep. That's my kid. That was my kid. The kid who plays with their costume more than they perform. Which one was your kid? It's so funny because you're right, Scott. You don't know who they are until they get on stage with a whole bunch of people. And then you're like, oh, God, is my kid going to be like, what do you want your kid to be? You want your kid to be the one that like the leader of the pack. That was my niece. My niece, you could tell she was control.
The one. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
She took charge of that stage.
Was she very competitive? Like she wanted to be perfect?
She just loved it. And it made sense, you know, when she was 3 performing at that level because she performed all through high school. She's in college on the dance team.
Oh,
so
she?
You could tell, but that's so funny.
She had the knack. And then there's the one that just stands there.
Oh, the deer in the headlight kid?
Yeah, that was so cute. There were the little munchkins, the under 5s that were, I don't know how old they were, 2, 3.
Did anyone have a meltdown?
It was a
Teddy
bear dance. Like, yeah, there's the melty one. I felt so bad for her. Oh, God. She was just so... She was so scared, and she's just crying and crying and crying, and her mom was there, and she was trying to help her, and she said, I feel so bad for the mom. Scary. I feel bad for the little girl.
It's scary. I mean, this would be the very first time they take a stage in, like, an auditorium, right? I can only imagine how intimidating that must
be. Well, you know, it's funny, because thank God for a great place like the Strong has that little performing area, a little stage, little thing, and the spotlight. And Ellie loves to play at that, so hopefully...
Oh, so no wonder why she's the kid with the most flair.
Right, exactly. Plus, Daddy was in all the musicals.
Oh,
she's got the jeans.
She's, she's going to bring her Sharpie, signing autographs, left.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ellie, right. Where are you going? I'm signing autographs.
I'll be in my dressing room. Where's my chair with my name on it? I'm just saying, look at this weather. Ah! Get outside, do whatever you got to do outside. If you work remotely, go outside. Go to Sandy's Garagio, at least.
That's where I'll be. If you don't work remotely, just roll your desk out the front door.
That's right.
Everybody will follow.
Any excuse to enjoy this beautiful 88-degree high weather today. 68 right now.
Before we get to this ridiculous maxi dress that everybody is going crazy, sold out in seconds.
I am so interested in this.
I know you are. Before we get there, though, I want to give a shout-out to Mary. She's going to come in on the show tomorrow from the Rochester Women's Golf Network.
Yeah.
If you ever want to pop in, 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday, let me know. That's when we welcome the Buzz fam.
Oh, you know, we're talking to Nick and Carter, his son.
Yes.
No, we had Nick Carter, right? And he's getting out of school soon. He can't wait to come in. He said he'll be somewhere in July.
Oh, awesome.
Coming on a Thursday. Yeah.
Okay. That'll be fantastic when we do shots like we always do.
I know. Carter's going to get his little shot. It's going to be awesome.
Tomorrow, though, with Mary, we're going to do the squeeze test. She doesn't know we're doing this yet. Mary, if you're listening.
Yeah.
This is because they say it's so important to have grip strength.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably kick our butt because she's a golfer and all. But it's the way to determine how strong your grip is.
Okay.
Borderline looks inappropriate what we're going to do, but it's all good. It's fine. Mary, you'll be fine. Okay. Anyhow, that's all tomorrow. So this Lululemon maxi dress. It's crazy. It's taking off.
Is it?
And
I can feel it. I can feel the ripple effect right now.
It's just, your,
What is this dress you're talking
about?
Why
would look really good in this.
Oh, sure. Why not?
So now Lululemon, that's not my thing because I'm too cheap and broke for that.
Highly overpriced athletic wear, right?
It's but people swear by how it feels when you wear it.
Branding.
I don't know. It is a brand. Mm-hmm. And I question if this is the same kind of thing because the dress is like $150. Uh-huh. But it's a skirt. Somebody call up if you have one. 818-2899. It's a skirt, right? A maxi skirt. So it's one of those long flowing skirts. And everyone says it's so buttery soft.
Oh, wow.
And it's got a big band on it.
What's it called?
Okay. A maxi dress.
Lululemon maxi dress.
Yeah. So it's a long skirt. Like a maxi skirt means it's flowing and it's long. Okay. And it has a thick band on it. And then when you want to turn it into a dress, it's one of those like you can use it for a skirt or a dress. So that thick band, you just pull it up because it's folded over. You pull up that piece of cloth material over and it turns into a tube top full summer dress.
Get out of here.
But I got to tell you, great, fantastic. You buy one, you get two, right? Two for the price of one.
There you go. There's your savings.
But the women that I see who are rocking it, you have to be so stinking fit and skinny to look good in the dress.
I see. Okay.
A skirt works with anybody because you could wear the right shirt to cover what you need to cover after you have a couple babies. You throw that up as a tube top? No. We ain't doing that. We're not playing that game. That's dumb.
Like a sack of clams.
Right. You can see every dimple, roll, everything.
And
you used to be an innie. You're an outie now after a couple kids. You can see it.
Hey, you got a nose under that dress. What's going on? So why is there a problem?
I just explained liked it.
Yeah, but problem is people know they don't buy it. And if they do buy it, they don't look good in it, then they return it.
It's so frustrating when it, why is it taking off? It's $150. It's an overpriced dress that only skinny 20-year-olds could wear.
Okay.
And?
You're jealous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay or nay to this stupid dress. Like, why is it so crazy? You could buy that anywhere. Like, it's not like this, whoa, that's so amazing. It just looks like a freaking skirt or a I don't know why I'm getting so angry.
It's a culmination in Sandy's, like, angst when it comes to, and the push me, pull you of the money thing and the guilt thing and the body image thing.
Yes.
It's all coming to a head right here. Let me, can I pop this?
It's like my body doesn't look like that. So I want this to fail miserably.
There you go. You know what? Lululemon is going to probably send you one now just to just convert you or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Amazing?
I know.
Hey, Lululemon, you need an endorser?
Hey, listen, if you, you know, if you get one and you don't like it, I'll try it on. Hey, I got calls coming in. 818-2899. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
I just wanted to tell Sandy, I looked it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every size is gone but extra large.
Yeah, I wonder why. Why did they even waste material to create an extra large?
What size it starts at? You want to know the size it starts at?
What?
Extra, extra, extra small.
Yeah. The only person that looks good in that dress is Scott's 5-year-old Ellison. That is it.
And then
you
it would be too
age
long.
Out of that exactly. dress. Yeah, at the age of 10, you're aged out.
It's a niche company, right? It's definitely a niche thing, right?
Whatever.
And you rock that dress. You're so excited because, right, you're jumping on the bandwagon. You're all of a sudden getting into it. Okay, mm-hmm. You wear that dress and you look ridiculous. Do we have permission to tell you? Ridiculous? Like who?
Can't fight.
Tell me about it. First of all, I wouldn't pay the price for it. So
yeah, you know, it's a piece of cloth. It's a name. It's
my
totally
fellow me. Frugal friend. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. All right. Bye. Let's kick off the commercial free 98 in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Wait. Before we end the show, yes. I have to give a shout out to Jen Burns and her son, Taylor, from Oakfield. So Taylor is probably working at Liberty Pumps in Bergen right now.
Taylor, what's up, man?
Celebrating his birthday on Friday.
Happy birthday.
So if you know Taylor, don't forget to wish him a happy birthday because Jen and I were going back and forth. I mean, 30 years old is what he's turning. My daughter just turned 16, so we were both kind of like sharing crying emojis to each other.
She's crying because he's turning 30?
Yeah,
because
that's a big moment when you realize your kid is 30. That's like, what? How is that possible? Anyhow, so big hugs to Jen and happy birthday to Taylor.
All right. Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. Enjoy your 88-degree day today and the commercial-free 98 is up.
Got something to share with Spazano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.